Cardiff Chiefs Half Hour Power Hour. It is Wednesday once again, and last Wednesday, we just rambled on like idiots about movies, and we ran out of time, so what we're going to do is hopefully run out of time again. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton of FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Back again is my sister, Heather Knight, Matted Spam.
Hello.
My dad, Jess Knight, special guest.
I'm going to start my own blog.
But what's it going to be called?
Fat boy.
I'm sure Fat Boy's taken. And once again, special guest in studio. You know him, you love him, the inimitable Pat Angelo.
Word to your manizzle.
So last week, what we did was we talked about movies and what we liked, and then we told everybody that what they liked sucked, with a few exceptions. We talked horror, thriller, scary, and we talked comedy, which leaves, well, a few other things, I'm sure. I mean, maybe Heather broke hers down way more than I did, but
yeah, we probably should have decided on categories when we.
We probably should.
I
told people to be prepared, but I didn't say how prepared.
Yeah, we all prepared differently.
So I got one more list of genre, and then I've got an honorable mention list. So I'm going to go drama. Some of the dramas that I like. Now, drama being the ones that make you both laugh and cry, could be anything. And I actually have an animated film in here, Secret of Nim. I enjoyed very much, and I think it falls under the category of drama.
I don't think
gay
so.
Is what it falls under. That's when I was in my gay phase.
Nice drama.
I met
it
Squatchy.
Falls under animated. I'm sorry.
Anyway, other dramas I enjoy: Casablanca, The Fisher King, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones: Last Crusade, Indiana Jones: Temple of Doom.
Those aren't drama.
Shut up. Princess Bride, which I know is a total chick flick. Pulp Fiction, Sandlot, Shawshank Redemption, Slapshot, which is comedy. But, you know, there's...
Slapshot is a drama?
Shut up.
Seriously?
Drama.
$20. Stand By Me. Stand By Me, I think, would probably be my favorite drama of all time.
Actually, I have
Give the Burbs a run for its money as favorite movie of all time. Silence of the Lambs, Goonies.
A bat laughing at you. I can't get over the Burbs thing.
Apollo 13, Falling Down, Michael, Seven Samurai, Manhattan Melodrama, Back to the Future, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
You have mashed up so many genres. I mean, you're saying you don't want to have any sci-fi or fantasy, but you put Pirates of the Caribbean in it.
Pirates of the Caribbean is not sci-fi.
That is the biggest chick
flick fantasy.
Ever. I will never go
you find
see
it,
that.
Pirates aren't fantasy, man.
No,
pirates are
everything
real.
That was happening was fantasy.
So, okay, so
anyway,
you got any problems with my list? Tell me. Tell me, smartass.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah,
there's enough time for this.
I think Pat wants to say something.
You know, I'm going to say right now, Falling Down was a fantastic movie.
It was. It was
That's
great.
That's one of those films that you just, if you're flipping channels and it's on, you have to stop and watch the rest of it.
You got Michael.
Never seen it.
Michael Douglas just going nuts.
Oh, the guy that went out killing everybody with a crew cut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I cut my hair like this.
Yeah.
He's about to go off.
That's right.
My 8-state killing spree is on its way.
Yeah. So what are you laughing at, Colin?
Just the fact that, you seem to view a lot of stuff as dramatic.
Yeah. So what do you got a problem with?
Princess
Tell
Bride,
me.
I wouldn't call that a drama either.
What would you call
comedy
it?
Comedy or...
That's comedy. I have it in comedy.
Yeah.
Chick
flick.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, not even really a chick flick.
It's not even a chick flick.
That didn't make my chick flick list.
Erase that. That's not the list.
Plus, it doesn't look like you wrote flick.
It's
there,
in pin.
The L and the I are...
It's in pin.
Anyway.
So you got any other problems? Smartass?
No.
That's right. You don't.
Ooh, Michael, that was a great
show. Michael was a very good
great
film.
Great show.
Michael, yeah, and the fact that John Travolta had to gain so much weight for it was also fun.
Yeah.
It's your fat ass. Cool. But,
right.
Fatass.com.
Fatass, and he smelled like pie.
Yeah.
Pie, pie,
I'm not that
I
kind
love
of angel.
Pie.
Okay, Heather.
Yes.
You probably have some dramas.
I do. Actually, not a lot because I kind of.
I know you broke them into the zips. Just give us the dramas.
Okay. I think my favorite drama is Usual Suspects.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't.
Have
seen
it? Not
God,
seen
God,
Usual
God.
Suspects.
You,
so has everybody in the room but me seen that movie?
Seen these French faggot movies, and you won't go see Usual Suspect?
Pause recording right now. Go downstairs and watch.
And by and just to you French faggots out there, my dad means no disrespect.
I do.
That's the sad part. Okay, so Usual Suspects, top drama, must see it. I can't believe you haven't
seen
it.
You can borrow it too.
Yeah,
sure.
Gimme.
Let you watch it.
You've gotta see it.
Cold Mountain, which is one of the very few.
Cold Mountain. Never mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Cold Mountain is one of the
is
few
that game
movies.
Show?
No.
Yeah, it was about a caveman who thaws out.
Yeah, bareback.
It was a porn movie. Anyway, I'm sorry. Mountain, MOUNTIN apostrophe. Cold Mountain. Anyway, go ahead. Cold Mountain.
Cold Mountain.
Civil
which
War.
Is one of the. Yes, it's actually one of the few movies that I liked better than the book. So, shocking. Fight Club, Identity, Dead Again, L.A. Yep. Confidential,
no.
Shallow Grave,
no.
War Games, and Affair of the Necklace.
War Games.
I loved War Games.
Look, watch it now. It's look, like stupid.
I know. It's completely stupid. Not only that, but it's got such a weak-ass synthesizer. It's like a Casio set. It's like two guys in a room with two Casios going, deep, 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 deep.
But then it was fun, and that's where I got
look,
my hooked
I know.
On Galaga.
You like Galaga? You can't base a movie being a favorite just on the fact that you liked one of the video games in it.
That's not why I...
What do you need?
Pin.
I just thought of a movie that you guys haven't mentioned. I'll edit that out anyway.
Have you ever seen Shallow Grave?
Nope.
That's good, actually.
It's
really good.
It actually, it won, it was in 94, and it won the British equivalent of the Best Picture Oscar.
What is the British equivalent of the Best Picture?
I don't remember. I tried to find it
best
online.
Best
Picture. And it's the Best Picture.
Best
but it's got Ewan McGregor and Carrie Fox and Christopher Eccleston, and it's just, it's excellent. It's very dramatic. And
yeah.
And
you would like it.
You would.
You actually would like it.
All right, whatever.
Must
is that your list? So that's your list.
That's my list, yes.
List.
I've got more genres.
Colin.
Yeah, my list is very short. City of God, Requiem for a Dream, Quiz Show, Ed Wood, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Stand By Me, and Paper Moon.
I like Stand By Me.
Yeah. None of the rest, huh?
Well, I don't think I've seen any of them.
Like, you haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Who the hell goes watches that crap?
Let me see your movies here. City of God. City of God was the drug trade thing in Argentina, or
no? God, what country was it? I haven't
really
seen it in so long,
remember.
But
it
somewhere in South
good.
America.
Yeah, it was South America.
Yeah, yeah. Thought that was Argentina. Requiem for a Dream. What the crap is that?
That had to do with drugs. Drugs
so,
running people's lives.
So you're a drug addict.
Now it, no.
Quiz Show. Quiz Show was about the $45,000 question or whatever?
I think so.
$64,000.
I haven't watched it in 6 years.
Ed Wood had Johnny Depp in it. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I know Dad likes that one. Stand By Me is good and haven't seen Paper Moon.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat.
Okay.
You like any dramas?
I do. I remember one... When I was younger, Amadeus was one of my favorite films ever.
Oh, dear God.
Amadeus. I think just the word Amadeus was so big back in the 80s, all you had to do was say Amadeus, and people were like, right on, man.
We named you
probably
Amadeus.
Start singing the song.
Amadeus.
Memento. And a relatively newer one, Station Agent with Peter Dinklage is very good.
Yeah, I have that on DVD and still haven't watched it yet.
You know, I had it from Netflix for like 6 months, and I finally like, we'll put it in. If it's not very good, we'll just take it out and send it back. And it was great. It's fantastic.
Sure. Interesting. Cool.
Pat has a T-shirt on. I can't see the whole picture, but it says, smells like sausage.
No. That's, yeah, unfortunately, you can't read. That says,
sarcasm.
Smells like sarcasm.
I can straighten out the wrinkles.
My man boobs getting a bad job.
Smells like sausage. Okay.
You know, I might change it to that. Smells like sausage. I like that better.
So you've, Dad actually wrote something down.
Well, because there's so many... I don't like the newest thing I probably like as far as this stuff, because I think movies are just crap anymore, is Pulp Fiction. That's probably the newest thing that...
And that's not even new anymore.
Do you know
no.
what they put on their fries in Brussels? Mayonnaise. Sheer smear that shit all over them. Vanishing Point, which I don't know how many people have actually seen Vanishing Point.
Oh, I saw Vanishing Point. Yeah, that was...
What is Vanishing Point about? Sounds familiar.
That was one with the car.
A guy
right?
has to, yeah, and you know, it's become a cult movie, and we rented it to drive-in movies, over and over and over again. And he picks up a car in Kansas City or somewhere, and he has to take it to California. They filmed it through Colorado Springs or Denver and into Grand Junction, and at the end, Cleavon Little played a disc jockey, and he connects with this guy that's, and I can't remember the guy that was driving the car, but. And he connects with him, and he gives him messages. And at the end, the guy kills himself, smashes into a cup.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Better lines in there than any movie in the world.
And what's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite is, I've been taking 10,000 volts a day. Next woman takes me on is going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars. But that won every Academy Award. I think it won 9 or 10. Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, and on and on and on. Brad Dorff, who went to school right up the road from your house here.
Where?
Fountain Valley School for Boys. Yeah. Godfather, the first one. Rest of them,
What the hell did they make them for?
I don't know. Well, Godfather 3 specifically was a giant chunk of shit. I know that.
You know, you take Michael Corleone, who's
Corleone.
In the army or whatever the hell his name was.
Corleone!
And he turns into the most vicious killer in the whole world. You know, that was stupid. Taxi Driver. You guys forgot Taxi Driver.
I never saw it. I just haven't seen it.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
That's where that came from. Oh.
And, of course, that was Jodie Foster's first film. And what was her second? Freaky Friday.
Oh, good.
I love Freaky Friday.
Did we talk Bullet here?
No.
The first car chase scene, that. I think, that started in the movies, he had a Mustang Shelby GT, and the bad guys had the Dodge Charger, and through the streets of San Francisco. And what a great movie.
Yes, but the best car chase scene of any movie anywhere, the Deadpool, where Clint Eastwood is being chased down by a tiny remote control car. And then the remote, and then the tiny remote control car corners his ass.
There's lines from all these, and you know that's what I like to go on is the lines that you can remember in these movies. But the crap they got now, it's just I don't know. Well, you guys well know I don't go to shows no more.
Well,
you know,
well,
I've been in movie theaters for 20 years.
Yeah,
it
spent,
has to be something special to.
You spent a long time in movies. It's just you know, it's probably in your head that you're going to work or something, and you don't want to work.
It's just like. You know, golf, but it was a business. Those are mine.
All right. Mm.
Did you mention Brad Dourif? Is that you said?
Brad Dourif, yeah.
Okay, because that's the guy I couldn't think of that was in the Exorcist, the second Exorcist film
that
we're talking about.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
He is one of my favorite actors. He's one of my favorite actors ever. He's
literally
crazy.
At the end of the road. Well, if you go down the road and you keep going, you're going to go right smack into the school.
Yeah. Hurl the ringer.
And I think Andy Garcia went there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in one of my favorite movies.
Way.
He was in Alien, which is one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
I've seen any of the movies that he's been in.
You know, there's no actors that are. They don't have any class anymore. They're all out getting pregnant. They're all out doing drugs. They're all getting arrested. You know, it's just stupid. There's no John Waynes. There's no Clint Eastwoods. I mean, Clint Eastwood's still around, but, you know, there's no Gary Coopers.
He's not dead yet.
No Cary Grant.
Cary Grant, you know.
And by God, there's no William Powell's.
Exactly. And, you know, these guys don't have any class. I mean, it's just. I met John Wayne, and, you know, this guy is just.
This guy is no John Wayne.
He was a man. He was a real man, you know. And then you get the fairies like Brad Pitt and, you know.
Colin Farrell.
Fairy. Everybody. You know, you go to France and make up, oh, gee, we're bad. Let's stay in France and be with the French people. You know, good.
So back to the genres.
Am I done?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. What is your... next genre, Heather, since you broke them down so specifically.
Action. Yes, which that's where I think all the Indiana Jones movies should go, including my favorite movie of all time, Temple of Doom.
See, unfortunately, you and I will have to disagree. I think that of the three, of the franchise, that's the weakest one. And I think mostly because they tried so many new things with the special effects that ended up just failing miserably that I find it to be, of the three, I still like it. But of the three, it's the cheesiest.
I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Molaram,
Sundaram,
Willie Scott.
Boom, chada.
Every line she said was wonderful.
Chada.
Well done. My heart needs to be ripped out now.
Sarcasm.
It's a great film, but I think of the three, it's the weakest.
Oh, see, that's my favorite ever.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is the best.
Yeah,
by far.
Followed by Last Crusade, and then Temple of Doom comes in third.
But they're still good films.
I mean, all three, if you take them individually.
Well,
plus, they're making a fourth.
Bond movies,
yeah, they're going to make a fourth
Crusade.
As long as Harrison Ford doesn't fall apart.
Right, but I mean, that has
he's
a chance
him,
of moving it up if
right,
that one's really bad.
We'll see, yeah. I mean, because it might suck, who knows. But I guess Harrison Ford gave them an ultimatum. You got to make it soon,
because
I ain't getting any younger.
Right.
So he always ran like Grandpa, though, you know?
He
ran funny in Raiders of the Lost Ark, even, back when he was young.
Well, in Temple of Doom, that scene where he... You know, where
yeah, he moves
short
like
round
a, he moves
burns
like
in
an
to
old
get him out
man.
From the Curse of Kali, and he turns around to get the stones, and he's booking, and he's got no shirt on.
Yep.
That always reminded me of Grandpa.
Moves like an old man.
Yeah.
So anyway, more
that's
action.
What you want your film to do.
Well, that's right.
Remind you of your grandfather.
Yeah, exactly.
I put The Crow in action.
Okay, yeah. You know, and as cheesy as some people think The Crow is, I liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah,
I liked it.
And Michael Wincott is just like the perfect
None
bad
of the
guy,
sequels
so.
Were worth it, but...
I didn't see. I wouldn't even. You know, if you lose the star, don't make a sequel. It kind of screws things up. It's kind of like Motley Crue without Vince Neil.
Your dad's writing that down.
It just doesn't sound.
Yeah, he's gonna hold
right.
this against you later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then The Mummy and The Mummy Returns.
Didn't see him.
With I love those. The
those were really good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is fun. And Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Didn't see it.
It's a great movie.
That just like you want to fall asleep. It's a great movie.
Did you?
You would like it because Johnny Depp gets his eyes taken out.
I watched it the other day. I know, and it was the best thing I did all week. Was watch that.
That's pretty sad. What? Cool Hand Luke?
We keep forgetting Cool Hand Luke.
Well, we don't forget anything.
Oh, my God. Paul Newman. Again, here we go with the man's man. Paul Newman.
Paul
Steve
Newman.
McQueen. Mm-hmm. Where are these guys?
Paul Newman's still here.
Old. Yeah, he's making sauce.
He's making weird movies. But
he's making salad dressing.
Salad dressing, that's right.
Don't get off axis. Just speak directly into the mic.
I'm getting chastised here.
I'll edit it out.
The power
anyway,
of computing.
Cool Hand Luke. I mean, that's...
I've never seen
that
it.
One where he busts the heads off the parking meters?
Yeah, and then he eats 50 boiled eggs, and there's a great line in that. What we have here is failure
what
to communicate.
What we have here
Strother
is
Martin.
Failure to communicate.
And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
And why did Guns N' Roses use that line at the beginning of Civil War?
I was just going to say, that's what I think about when I hear that line.
I never could figure out why they chose to use that line.
Five fags up playing guitars, and you think of a from a great movie.
So, Colin, do you have anything broken down for action?
Actually,
I mean, I figure since you guys probably did your homework together.
No, we didn't do it together, and no, I didn't really. But I do have crime, which could...
Crime, fit. Yeah, okay, fine. Crime drama, go.
Yeah, okay, Usual Suspects. Sin City, Leon the Professional, Run Lola Run, Payback, The Sting, Boondock Saints, Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Miller's Crossing, Fargo, and Lucky Number 11.
Ooh, Fargo.
I liked Fargo, yeah. I liked Fargo a lot
Fargo
there,
was
yeah.
Good, yeah.
That was
yeah,
a great
Fargo
film.
Fargo was great, yeah.
It's early in action. Okay.
Yeah. But it is. It's a really good film. And again, that's Coen Brothers, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Coen Brothers, genius. Just genius.
Although, didn't they do that one that had to do with bowling? What was it?
The Big
King
Lebowski?
No,
Kingpin.
No. Kingpin.
Kingpin, that was stupid.
That did they do that one?
That's
yeah,
the well,
I didn't, I'm pretty sure
hand.
They did.
I didn't
yeah.
see
yeah.
it. I didn't see that one, so I can't. So that
I only watched half. That's one of the few movies that I only watched half of before turning it off.
I see. So, Pat.
Yes, sir.
Did you can you think of either crime, since we're on crime drama or action?
Crime drama or action. How about,
and if it has Jerry Reed in it, all the better.
I'm thinking maybe Terminator, first and second. That's all I can think of as far
Terminator
as action.
Was great.
Mm-hmm. Terminator, wouldn't that be like sci-fi?
Yeah, you can put it there.
Yeah, but you said you didn't make a sci-fi list.
No, I didn't.
Totally,
I personally didn't. I'm not going to hold that again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to anything else.
Yeah, we're done listening to you.
So why did you like the Terminator so much?
You know, I really love the effects in the second one.
And the band.
Oh, with the morphing?
Yeah, well, the
or was
morphing,
that three?
No, that was two.
No, it was the second one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the morphing and the nuclear explosion and the bodies just turning to dust. I thought that was really cool.
I thought that was three.
Yeah, the kids getting fried in the playground.
They're hanging on to the chain link fence with the
right. Yeah,
bombs
it was like Hiroshima.
Just,
yeah.
Well, Terminator 3 was really good too.
I
liked
thought it was
it.
Too. Yeah.
I thought Terminator 3 had a
that million or
yeah, but he was really showing
scene
his age
with the.
Yeah. Well, they weren't as bad a remakes as like Rocky. I mean, Rocky 1 was
oh, guess
fine,
what? Guess what? They're making
three,
another
four,
one.
No
they are.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he's going to come back and fight.
No way.
I know.
92 years old.
I know. I know. It's crazy. The man must not.
Oh
man must be in debt
God.
Or something because they're making another Rocky.
Yeah.
The first one, okay. You know, the guy goes out, no
Adrian!
Name actor.
Adrian!
Adrian! Adrian! I love you, Rocky.
Dude. We're not talking about Rocky and Bullwinkle, right? That is Moose and Squirrel.
You know, we run that movie at the Cinema 70. Real quick story. We opened it up on a... We always started movies Wednesdays and Fridays, and the movies always start on a Wednesday. Now they're always Fridays. Drive-ins were Wednesday and Friday. But we started Rocky to six people. We moved it to the little theater. It had a threeplex there. It closed. It won all the Academy Awards. It closed to a full house almost a year later.
Isn't that funny?
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. People thought it was about Rocky Marciano, though. That was the trouble.
Ah.
Then they come and saw it and realized it wasn't. But, you know, that fight scene at the end was great. You know, with Apollo Creed and what was that? Who was that?
Carl Weathers.
Carl
Weathers played Apollo Creed. I have movies left to talk about, but I didn't break them up into genre. My honorable mentions, the ones that were close to making the list, but were mostly situational or maybe I don't quite, you know, they didn't hold up.
Truth About Cats and Dogs.
Not on the list, sorry. License to Drive, which is a fun film, but I think it's mostly situational because I was watching that movie right about the same time that I was just about to take my driver's test. Mm-hmm. So it had a lot of meaning to me. It was like, like, oh, crap, I'm going to be driving. It's going to be cool. So I really wanted the big green Cadillac, too, but we didn't have a big green Cadillac.
Derek was the worst driver in the world.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Heather was.
Yes.
No, Troy.
Well, Troy, but he's...
No, Troy and my Uncle Ray, who's probably
that's
listening.
That's a story for a different time.
Dream Team. Did you ever see the Dream Team?
Yes, actually. I like
the Dream Team pretty well. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a good movie, but didn't think it made the cut. Happy Gilmore is good. I Love You to Death with Kevin Kline.
Just
very
recently
funny.
Rewatched that, actually.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Interspace.
Oh, I forgot
Interspace
with
Martin
movie.
Short and the Quaid guy is,
Dennis Quaid.
Is fun. And fun. Penn and Teller Get Killed.
Yeah.
It's funny enough. Serial Mom has made my honorable mention that you put in your horror genre. I put it in my comedy.
I know. Heather doesn't agree with me that on that either.
Is horror?
Yeah.
I think it should be in comedy.
It's definitely a comedy.
Dark comedy.
But see, Army of Darkness also kind of blurs that line, too.
Yeah.
So I'll give you either way. Weekend at Bernie's. I didn't like Weekend at Bernie's 2 as much, but Weekend at Bernie's, the first one, I enjoyed that a lot. What about Bob? Necessary Roughness, Taking Care of Business with Jim Belushi, Waterboy, had Jerry Reed in it. How can you go wrong? Nothing to Lose, The Babe, I thought was a good movie, even despite the fact that John Goodman was really, really fat. Forrest Gump, I actually kind of like Titanic. League of Their Own, Top Secret, made the list. Honorable mention. Remember Top Secret?
Oh, I love Top Secret.
With Val Kilmer. Cat Ballou, Monster Squad, UHF. Short Circuit, and another Jerry Reed vehicle, Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm.
I mentioned Cat Ballou, and you never said
that. Now, you want to talk about another movie that they should never have made sequels of, Smokey and the Bandit, because the sequels were terrible, but the original, it's funny how a movie can just make you not want to turn it off.
Oh, I know. How much time we got left?
About 8 minutes.
I want to know what one movie that you guys' is favorite, one.
I
not
already
14.
Said.
You want to hear Pat Angelo laugh?
Yeah.
We're going to see the Burbs again, aren't
my
you?
My favorite movie of all time, and had you been a regular listener of the pod before joining us, you would have known, The Burbs.
Death looks. The Burbs, yeah.
The Burbs.
Okay.
The Burbs is my favorite of all time. And Heather's Temple
Indiana
of Doom.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Colin?
I just can't pick.
Cop Out.
Yeah.
Cop Out.
Call
me
a Cop Out if you want.
But one. You've seen 82 million movies.
Yeah.
You guys live for movies. There's got to be one that you'll watch over
one
and over
stands
and over and
out.
Over again.
Stand By Me, then.
Stand By Me is an excellent
Oh, great
film.
Movie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pat, what was that guy's name?
Just to tick y'all off, I'm going to say The Rundown. Has anybody
I
seen
don't
that?
Even know what the hell
what
that
the hell is.
That?
The Rundown is with The Rock and Christopher Walken.
Ooh,
my mommy
movie.
Loves The Rock. Derek's mommy loves
my
The Rock.
Mom
yeah,
loves
my
the
mom.
Rock.
My mom.
Yeah, well, I had to
that's
see that.
My late choice of action films just came to mind. So, yeah, I'd say The Rundown's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Great
Dad.
Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Definitely the best.
Definitely that I've ever saw. Yeah. I just watched it over. And I haven't watched it in years, but, you know, I watch it over and over. Give me a fucking weenie before I die.
Fucking machine took my quarter. Except that wasn't. That was Slapshot.
Yeah.
What you have other genres left?
Oh, I've got a crap load of them.
Yeah, well, why don't you give us what's your next one?
Well, chick flicks.
Chick flicks.
Yeah. Because, see, there's a lot of movies that I think are
just
really
go
great,
with the chick
okay.
flicks.
Pat just fell asleep.
Yes, he did. Titanic, of course. Steel Magnolias. Notting Hill. While You Were Sleeping. Sense and Sensibility. Pride and Prejudice. Ever After. The Favour. Practical Magic, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Sleepless in Seattle, Chocolat, and A League of Their Own.
You know, I liked League of Their Own. I put that in drama.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about that
flick.
One.
I liked My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but I would put that in comedy.
But it's a chick flick.
Yeah, I'm Pritch is right.
I think, though, that because, you know, that's just up to, that's a matter of interpretation.
Why don't you make it romantic comedies?
That's better. That's better. That's also less discriminatory, I think. Yeah. Less chance of getting hit in the face.
Well, what would you call Steel Magnolias, then?
Piece of drama.
Well, a comedy we missed was The Odd Couple.
Ooh, the
oh,
odd
yeah,
couple,
The Odd
yeah.
Couple.
The what?
The Odd Couple.
You haven't seen The Odd Couple?
No.
The original?
No.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
What else do you got?
Dead Air.
I can edit that out. People will be like, he said Dead Air right after Heather said something. What's he thinking?
The classics, like the old movies that they just kind of go in their own genre, would be Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Grass is Greener with Cary Grant, Arsenic and Old Lace, Monkey Business, Gaslight, All About Eve, the three James Dean major movies, and The Wizard of Oz.
Which are, I mean, they're not going to...
East of Eden, Rebel Without a Cause, and Giant.
Giant. And James Dean, completely gay.
Gay, dead.
I don't care.
Completely
if he's
gay, completely
and dead. He was wonderful.
He was like considered a genius. I mean, period. You know, with his and the deep dark. That's one of the first guys to come out with that deep dark. You know,
crap.
Crap.
But, well, you would get mad at me because I remember one time I was watching Rebel Without a Cause, and it was Giant, and he leaned against the doorway, and I got all melty, and you're like, stop that.
Oh well, you know, the guy. What an idiot.
He's dead.
You know. Let's do West Side Story, you know, if you want something like Rebel Without a Cause.
Talk. Pretty weak. Gangs do not dance fight, okay? I don't care if it was the 60s or not.
Me too!
Yeah. I'll cut you, bitch.
Stop it, I'm fighting.
Do you like any... You ever watch old movies, Pat?
I do.
What are some of your favorites?
Wizard of Oz was great, of course.
Ooh, love Wizard of Oz. You know what?
Derek cried every
Citizen
year.
Citizen Kane.
I hate the friggin' Wizard of Oz.
Citizen Kane was great. Yeah. That's about all I can come up with.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of old movies, specifically most of the William Powell movies, and I mentioned some of them on my list for comedy and one on drama. Some of the older movies, not so much the dramas, and I mentioned this before, but I think some of the older comedies from Hollywood's Golden Age are some of the best films ever made. People, you hear the term, they don't make them like they used to. Well, that's actually true.
Oh, it is. Some of the acting was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they talk so fast. Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, you and your sister think about this for a minute. Your grandpa, Knight, looked like Humphrey Bogart, in a way.
In the fact that he was male and...
No, that he looked... If you think about it, he looked like Humphrey Bogart.
I'll post pictures for comparison on my blog.
Were there any other movies that you wanted to mention, Pat?
Want to mention a couple sports movies real quick that I really liked.
Okay.
Which would be Rookie of the Year was one of my favorite films ever.
That was,
I don't know why, but I can watch that over and over again.
Baseball?
Yes, mm-hmm. Baseball.
I believe I saw
that. Where that kid injured his arm and
had
something. Oh, yeah, that was good. Chet Stedman.
That's right.
Yeah, Chet Stedman was the pitcher that hated him. In the Cubs locker room.
Yeah, I just love that film. I also liked Mystery Alaska a lot.
That was a good movie.
That almost made the cut
for some
of my lists.
For the ones that almost made the cut.
The only problem I had...
900 films on his list, but that one almost made it.
I know. No, don't get me wrong.
Better.
I love the movie, and of course I love hockey, but I don't like Russell Crowe. And it's obvious that he didn't even come close to learning how to skate for the film.
If that was before he was Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but he still could. In the scene where he goes out onto the lake and starts skating, he's like, his ankles are weak. It's like, dude, did you even learn to skate before you took the role? Come on.
You love the burbs.
That's what I always say.
Well, you smell funny.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Also, Miracle was a really good film.
Miracle was a good film. It was an excellent film.
That was so good that when we saw it in the theater, I mean, it was sold out. Shannon and I went to see it on the first day it opened, and there was a little old guy sitting next to us that was getting up and cheering.
Miracle, about the 1980 U.S. hockey team. In fact, Miracle, when it came out on DVD, Colin only buys widescreen format.
Whenever possible.
Yeah. Whenever possible. And at the time that Miracle came out on DVD, there was this little DVD store down by where we work. It's no longer there anymore, but that's where Colin would buy his DVDs. It was relatively cheap. And he'd run down there specifically to buy the widescreen version of Miracle. Came back, showed it to me. Look, I got the widescreen version of Miracle. And no, he didn't specifically say why. Look, I got Miracle. So I ran down and I bought the full screen version.
Because you didn't know better back then.
Oh, no, I did this specifically so I could then swap it out when he wasn't looking. And he got so pissed when he got home, when he saw it was full screen, he's like, how did I make that mistake? And what, you didn't even open it? Because
I
got to take it back.
It, yeah.
And, I made the switch without him even knowing.
Yeah, and you made a
big
funny
deal
graphic
it.
Of it
yeah,
for your
yeah,
site.
Excellent. Based on the based on the Raiders of the Lost Ark scene where he's taking the idol with the bag of sand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. One of the
throw
best
me
trips.
The idol.
Throw me the idol. Let throw you the weep.
That's one of the best
What actor specifically from the Raiders of the Lost Ark was recently in the Da Vinci Code?
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina.
I love Alfred Molina. He was in
Chocolat. Is he the guy that played in all of them, the big guy?
No, that's Pat Roach.
Oh,
Alfred,
that's Pat Roach.
Alfred Molina died very quick. He was Cepedo. He was the one who said, throw me the I'd like throw you the wheat.
Oh, okay.
Adios, senor. And then he gets fucked up by the spikes.
Yeah.
So. But once again, we are out of time. Man, time flies when you're just talking about crap, doesn't it?
Yeah,
crap. This
just
is
ramble.
What's been crap.
Yeah. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. Thanks for joining us on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With me, as always, Colin Burton of FizzlingPop.com.
Goodbye.
Yeah, say bye. Heather Knight, my sister from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
Pat Angelo from the Pat Angelo Fan Club.
See ya.
And, of course, Mr. Blue Flame himself, my dad, Jess Knight.
He'll never invite me back, and I
no, you'll be back.
See you guys sometime.
You'll be back for the Halloween show, believe me. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you back again next Wednesday.
Cool.